All right, guys, we're back with another episode of the Young and Ambitious series on Easy by Just Brianna, the financial and motivational podcast by Just Brianna. So on this episode, the Young and Ambitious series, the second episode, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to the first one, definitely go ahead and do that. I'm going to be sitting with the very talented JaVinci, and he's going to be telling us some things about himself, what he's pursuing, how he got motivated and inspired to do it, how he's handling his funds and things of that nature. So definitely sit tight, because we're about to get right into it. All right, guys, so I'm sitting here with the very talented JaVinci.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all?
And we're going to be talking about some young and ambitious things on the YNA series. JaVinci, I want you to tell them your Instagram and a bit of an intro about you. I was going to tell them about you, but I feel like you can do it a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely. That's cool. So my name is JaVinci. Got nothing to do with the clothing line. I just wanted to clarify that. It's JaVinci because of Leonardo da Vinci. I feel like I'm ahead of my time. But anyway, I'm a comedian / videographer / full-time dad. I got my hands in a lot of things right now. I'm just steady with the comedy skits and shooting the music videos.
So tell me a little bit more about the comedy skits. Let's start from there.
I was interested in acting, so I started taking acting class about 5 or 6 years ago. They got too expensive for me, so I said, Can I curse?
Yeah, you can curse.
All right. They got too expensive for me, so I said, fuck it. I got to go out here on my own and see what I can do as far as, like, still, you know, learning about myself for acting, but getting some work done. So I went, grabbed a camera with my income tax, and I just started shooting YouTube skits.
Okay, so you took the income tax and invested into it.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, though? I ordered, like, a $934 camera, and somebody got me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I had hit Amazon up. They gave my bread back, and I got another cheaper camera from Best Buy this time. Mm-hmm. But it was legit, and I invested in myself pretty much. Yeah.
Which was a good thing. So you have a comedy character, I want to say. Tell us a little bit about him.
So Aggressive Jermaine, I just dropped a new episode too. You can find the link in my bio. He was like an alter ego of myself, pretty much, like, because I'm a cool guy. But, like, when, you know how when people push you to the limit, everybody got their snapping point.
Right.
I snap over little dumb shit. Like, for instance, right now, like, the fact that you got a hat on and it's burgundy.
All right, I don't care.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's who Aggressive Jermaine is. I'm like, yo, why you got that wife beater on, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, he would just snap over little stuff, and he was based off of, like, what Philadelphia had made me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was based off of, like, just my environment growing up in Philadelphia. Like,
so which a lot of people can relate to.
Right. So that's who Aggressive Jermaine is.
And how does he tie into, like, your comedy and your videography? Does it tie together, or is it two separate things, but you just provide these services?
At times it does, because a lot of people are aware of Aggressive Jermaine. So, like, I've done a couple cameos and a couple videos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'll tie Aggressive Jermaine into that. But as far as, like, me doing the videos, nah, it's two totally separate entities, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me how you handle your financing.
So right now, I have, like, my own little spreadsheet that I keep on my computer at home, and I pretty much, you know, I ain't doing any checks or... So I was saying I keep the spreadsheet. I just keep track of every single music video I do. A lot of times the Cash App helped me, because whenever people pay me, they usually put their deposit through the video, and it'll say for video.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my business LLC, JaVinci Visual X. That's the name of my videography side of things. It's JaVinci is the comedian side of things and my personal kind of life in a way.
Uh-huh.
And JaVinci Visual X is just strictly music videos. Like, that's strictly, you won't get anything else from that page. I have a separate page for that as well on YouTube. You can find the link in that bio.
How often do you visit your spreadsheet to figure out, like, what you profit from, what you put out, how much hours, anything that you invest into as far as your equipment?
All the time, because, like I said, I'm a full-time dad too.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I'm out the house shooting a music video is time away from my kids.
Right.
So basically, I'm calculating everything. Like, if I give somebody a price for a video, me going out there, the time needs to be worth it.
Right.
Not only that, but I got to bring my equipment out. So I can't do no $200 video and you want me to bring out a, you know, $2,000 camera.
Right.
For like 7 hours.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if that camera breaks in this 7 hours, I'm SOL because I wanted to show love. So I'm always constantly like, I literally tie it down to like the minute on like, you know, this person gonna have me drive to the video shoot. Am I going to drive back to the video shoot? I'm sorry. If I have to drive to the video shoot, drive back home, I calculate all of that and I add it all into the package deal.
Okay. And yeah. Tell me some of your motivation and inspiration besides you being a full-time dad. Like when you started, did you have kids at that time?
I did. That's when I had my first daughter. She was in 2013. I was already like venturing into like the acting. But when I had her, I was like, I got to start taking it serious now because I got kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, I got kids. What am I going to do with my life? So that's when I started taking, like, the actual classes and just, like, going hand with, you know, trying to figure out who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I had my first daughter in 2013. So she probably really, like, the blame for all of this.
Yeah.
You know, my whole journey. But I appreciate her.
Right. Because so. She pushed you to the right direction.
Right.
What's something you want to leave with my listeners who's inspired or, like, who has a goal or a side hobby or a small business they want to start but don't know where to start? Where did something you want to leave with them?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Good question. There's so much I could leave with them. But I'll say this.
Leave
I'll say
all.
Like... you said, yeah, all right.
Leave
so
it all. They can use it.
I'll say just find your purpose. Figure out, you know, what it is that you're good at best and go hard at it. Just put your head down and go hard at it. I would say just keep your head down and go hard at whatever you are. Go hard at whatever you're good at. Like, because I always used to think, like, damn, like, what if comedy ain't for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started figuring out, like, damn, if you just keep going, comedy could be, like, your break into the door. And then you explore other avenues of your talent.
Right.
So I would just say, you know, stick with something. Don't try to figure out, because you could be sitting there for days and weeks trying to figure out what it is you best at. Just find something you wouldn't really mind doing for a certain amount of time and just stick with that and just let that journey of sticking with that kind of take you to wherever you may really need to be if that's not already where you need to be. So, yeah, just have your purpose and stick with it. That's what I would leave everybody with.
All right, and tell them your Instagram name. Spell it out.
All right, so my Instagram is Javinci. That's GeeVenchy.
And that's where you want to visit if you want to laugh, if you want to book.
Yep, yep.
That's where you find him.
Yep.
I thank you for coming on Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys.